It's the Suave Writer.
Hey everybody, it's A Suave Francisco here with special guest and first game for Suave Report writer Alberto Bode.
Yes, that's
from,
correct.
Berlin, Germany. He's here covering his first Thunder game today, and we're going to talk a little bit about this 110-79 victory by the Oklahoma City Thunder today, and more importantly, I guess, Russell Westbrook's tying of Oscar Robertson's triple-double single season record of 41.
Yeah, that was insane. The crowd was crazy, the atmosphere was crazy, and he just got it. He had like 6-7 rebounds in the first quarter. Yeah. He was already on the way there, and it came easy. He didn't score a lot, 12 points.
Yeah, I mean, but honestly, from the jump, we could tell that he was going to get that triple-double. Within the first 4 or 5 minutes, he had 6 rebounds and already had like 3 or 4 assists. By the end of the first quarter, he had, I think it was like 8 points. Let me see his stat sheet.
So Westbrook had 7 points, 6 rebounds, and 2 assists.
Exactly. So, I mean, by the end of the first quarter, we all knew it was clear Russell Westbrook would have a triple-double. Now, as far as the team goes, we had a very, very good offensive game by various different players. Roberson played great defensively. Taj Gibson finished with 12 points. Russell only finished with 12 points. Alex Abrines, in 11 minutes and 44 seconds, finished with 12 points, but he did get hurt.
Yeah.
Their lay was at the third quarter.
Yeah.
In the third quarter, he was on a streak where he was shooting, where he was just draining.
Yeah,
he was just draining threes. He finished 4-6 from three in this game for 12 points, but as I said, he exited the game with a knee injury. Alberto, can you talk a little bit about Andre Roberson's defense?
Today was fantastic. I think he played one of his best games defensively on Giannis and overall. And he finished with 5 rebounds, 3 blocks, 3 steals. He got 4 assists, 4 points, not much on offense, but what he does best is defending. He did a great job, and I'm happy he was on SPN so everybody can see this.
Yeah.
And hopefully he gets some consideration for NBA defensive team.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to look at the other players that are on the list or could possibly be on that all-defensive first team, and it kind of leaves you wondering, where's the room for Roberson? You know, he's a guy who's proved himself over the past 3 years as a defensive stopper, but he doesn't have that edge to him that these defensive player of the years seem to have. The Draymond Greens, the Tony Allens, the Patrick Beverleys. He doesn't have that edge. He's not a loud mouth. He's kind of a shy guy.
Mm-hmm.
So that may play a role in that. I honestly think it may. But undoubtedly, if you're looking at this season alone and his talent, he is all defensive first team.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And the fact that he's not talking too much on the court and outside the court, is humble, is just always saying, I'm doing my job, what the coach asked me.
Yeah.
And it's not talking trash, let's say, to other player, and somehow this doesn't help his case for that. But I think watching him every night playing, you've got to give him credit.
Oh yeah, yeah. And also his defense against Giannis Antetokounmpo. I'm sorry if I did not pronounce that correctly, but the Greek freak. He had a decent stat line, but by his standards, this just was not a great game. He only finished with 11 points, 10 rebounds, and 4 assists, which is all three well below his season average of almost, he's almost averaging a triple-double himself.
Yeah, and the Milwaukee Bucks came in here today. They were hot. So they were in a great streak.
Fifth team in the East right
now.
Yeah.
They came here. The Thunder came in after losing to the Hornets. And they just play a great game overall, the Thunder. Defensively, they bounce back.
Yep.
And everything worked offensively. As you said, Abrines was hot early. He went 4-on-6 from three-pointer for 12 points. That's what this team need, and hopefully it's not bad injury. Hopefully.
Yeah,
he was limping out of us in the locker room.
Yeah,
he didn't look good.
he limped off the court, seemingly not able to put any pressure on that left leg, or right leg, I think it was. And then it was the same way in the locker room. But looking towards the playoffs, how do you think Oklahoma City is going to fare? Where do you think they'll land, and how do you think they'll end up?
I think they will finish sixth in the West. I'm not sure they're going to catch the Clippers because they have the Clippers have a easy schedule to the end. So and they cannot catch Utah. So I think they finish sixth and they go against the Rockets. And I think they have a good chance to take them.
Me too. Yeah. With only, what, 5 games left this season? Yeah, with only 5 games left, they are 3.5 games behind the Clippers. It would take the Clippers almost losing out and us winning out for us to get that fifth spot. Mm. Looking at the rankings here, mathematically, it's very borderline. We're 4.5 games behind Utah with 5 games left, so that's almost mathematically out.
Sorry, three.
Three games. Oh, yeah, sorry.
Three games and two
we see who's good at math. But, they are.
Yeah, it's hard anyway.
3.5 games back. That's not going to happen.
No.
We're pretty much solid into the sixth spot. And as I can see, Houston's pretty much into that third spot. So it looks like it's going to be Oklahoma City versus Houston in the first round of the NBA playoffs.
And I think the Thunder have a good chance. The fourth game they played this year, there was only one blowout game.
Yeah.
The other were all close games, like 3 points, 2 points. So put that into consideration when playoffs come. Just the intensity goes high. And
tell me, what is your prediction? What do you think they'll do in the first round, second round?
Can beat the Rockets. And then the matchup with the Spurs. On 7 games, I think the Spurs will still advance, but like a 4-2 or something like that. I think the Thunder can steal a couple of games, and that would be a great achievement for this kind of season. The Thunder have 3 rookies in rotation, like Abrinas, Sabonis, Kristen.
And for most of the season, they started a rookie.
Exactly.
They started a rookie all the way up probably, 15, 20 games ago?
Yeah, exactly.
Thunder fans, you have to remember this team is overachieving. They have won 44 games this year. They're on track to win 47 to 49 at the most. This team is overachieving, and you have to remember that they lost a combined 60 points scoring per game between Kevin Durant, Deion Waiters, and Serge Ibaka. That's 60 points there, and they did not get 60 points back.
So, for sure.
You know, you really have to look at that. You really, really have to look at them being into the playoffs and performing well.
Let me ask you a question.
What's up?
Do you think Russell Westbrook wins the MVP?
Oh, man.
Tough one.
Do I want him to, or do I think he will?
Do you think he will?
Yes,
after tonight.
No.
After tonight.
After tonight, still no. I think the NBA is so driven on team wins and what the teams are doing and your record and wins that they don't look at individual talent as much. Because to be honest, every year it would be LeBron James, but you have to look at who's hot now, what team is hot now, what team's been hot all season, and this year it's been the Houston Rockets, a team who everyone thought would be about the same, around the same spot as Oklahoma City here. You know, if they made the playoffs, they'd be 7-8, 6-7-8. But they are firmly in third place. Third place in the Western Conference. However, I do feel like if Russell were to end the regular season with, what would that be, 13 straight triple-doubles or 12? 12 or 13 straight triple-doubles. average a triple-double, and the team go 4-1. At least 4-1 from this time on, I think he may edge Harden out for that MVP.
Yeah, what he's doing is crazy. So I think, as you said, the NBA takes in consideration who votes, takes in consideration wins. So the Rockets and Harden have an advantage on this. But That might be the first time that they don't.
Yeah, hopefully.
the first time. I think you are correct. I mean, Arden has still a little bit of age because of the winning, but it's surrounded by a better team than the Thunder.
Yeah.
And they built a team around him. Mm-hmm. So they 5 years is in the Rockets. So they had time, a new coach, D'Antoni, that fits
Harden's system too.
Exactly.
That running gun.
Exactly. So
scored 120 points a game type of system. But something else that I think these national media members that are going to be voting for the MVP should think about: put Russell Westbrook on the Rockets, and they are competing for first place. They're competing for first place easily with the pieces that James Harden has. Lou Williams, that's averaging, I think, 17, 18 points a game off
the
bench.
He's going to be sixth man of the
year. Yeah, I mean, he has to be. He has to be. You got Eric Gordon, who's shooting lights out from three this year. Russell does not have one shooter on this team. You have a guy like Alex Abrines, who can randomly explode like he did tonight.
But he's a rookie.
Yeah,
so
but he's a rookie.
Inconsistent. It will take a couple of years for him.
You can't depend on a rookie. Mm-hmm. Harden has veterans, proven veterans, that have played, that have won championships, that have been in multiple playoffs. So I honestly think if you put Russell on that team, they'd be so much better, and I think that's why he should win the MVP this year. Also, I just can't fathom someone averaging a triple-double on their average night, averaging a triple-double, and them not being the most valuable player in the NBA. What Harden's doing this year is very, very impressive. Do not get me wrong, but come on.
It's not that impressive.
He is. That's what I'm saying. He is averaging a triple-double with no one on his team.
Exactly.
With essentially no one on his team.
And he's not the best player on the best team, but he's the most valuable player.
Exactly. And I mean, put him on Golden State. Put him on Golden State. Would he average 20 assists?
Probably.
Would he average 20 assists a game? Probably. I mean, you have to look at those things. You really have to look at those things. But the Thunder will be back in action on tomorrow night in Memphis, a team that actually just lost to the San Antonio Spurs 95-89. They are really trying to chase the Thunder for that sixth spot in the Western Conference, but they are now 2.5 games back. Tomorrow's going to be vital for them. So expect them to play
it's their
Oklahoma
last chance to catch the Thunder.
Yeah.
Good thing for the Thunder, the starter rested the last quarter because it was a blowout.
Yeah.
So
now Russell's going to be very rested. Mm-hmm. Very, very rested. Going for the triple-double record of 42 in a season, officially breaking Oscar Robertson's record. And hopefully the Thunder will pull out a win in the process.
Yeah, that's very important.
Well, I think that's going to wrap it up for today's recap podcast. Thank you, Alberto.
Yeah, thank you for everything.
Oh, no problem.
For having me here.
This has been fun. This has been very, very fun.
Absolutely.
Check into theSuavReport.com for more Thunder updates. Thank you.
It's the Suave Writer.